Hi, everybody. I'm Jeffrey Gittimer. We're Facebook Live. Jen Gluckow's here. Charlie Rocket is here. Do you mind going by Charlie Rocket?
Yeah, that's cool. I just need you to say it like you knew what my name was before I came. Charlie, is that his name?
Oh, he knows your name. Come on, you know.
We've been joking back and forth all day.
Look at the video.
We are. This is the official Ball Busters version of this live broadcast, and we will continue to bust balls until somebody actually says, I give.
So for those of you joining us for the first time, this is our live portion of our podcast, Sell or Die. And normally on Mondays we go live, but this Monday was a holiday. So we do a Motivation Monday kind of thing, and we're doing Motivation Wednesday. It is Wednesday, mm-hmm. Right? All right, cool. And we're so honored because you guys who have listened to Charlie on our show before, he's back, and he's here in the flesh.
Would you want to introduce yourself just a little bit, talk about some of your background? If your people know, but maybe our people don't know.
Yeah. So I'm Charlie Rocket, and formerly CEO Charlie. I used to be a businessman. Mm-hmm. I'm now an athlete, so I just like give myself these little fun names. Used to be CEO Charlie, and I managed big recording artists like 2 Chainz, won Grammys, world tours, created, you know, million-dollar clothing lines. Used to sell vacuum cleaners, you know, cool. Before music.
My kind of guy.
Oh, I love that. I love that.
Did you sell? And if I can just sell one more this week.
Well, that was like the family biz.
I can
right?
go to trip to Hawaii, and my mother's never been there before. And you know, this might be your last trip.
Oh my god!
I love those clothes.
They worked on occasion.
Yeah.
But yeah, man. So I appreciate y'all having me on, and I love sales. So Sell or Die. You know what I like about that name is it reminds me a lot of Trap or Die in hip hop.
Oh, yeah.
Young Jeezy had an album called Trap or Die. And that's where Diddy got the Vote or Die, from.
So
it all came from hip hop, the Vote or Die, Trap or Die. So y'all are very hip hop here.
I have rapped on the show.
Yeah,
we
this
all know
is
that.
Jewish hip hop.
I've never seen
Nada. Well, Drake is Jewish.
Oh, he is not.
Yes, he is. 100%.
Really?
100%.
Wow, I didn't like him till now.
What? I've never seen Nada laugh as hard as he laughed until
no wonder
I
he only has can
rap.
Only sing one note.
Jeffrey.
Oh, sorry.
No. All right, so we have a few friends here. Chris says, how about them birds? Vic, happy new year back to you. Ooh, Matt, happy new year back to you.
I don't know Phil's if everyone here. Can see my jersey. It's a Philadelphia Eagles jersey. We somehow lucked into the playoffs.
I thought we were done talking about the Eagles, but clearly not. Brian, what's up? Hey. We are glad you guys are here.
Where's Nada?
I don't know. He's laughing about my rapping over there.
Oh, hey, Nada.
There we go.
So Doug is here. Alex is here. Zach is here. So we have more people off the stage than we have on the stage, which I think is a wonderful thing to be in the production part of the process. But more importantly, we have a guy here who knows his shit, and we're going to talk about what it takes to be physically and mentally prepared today, because it takes both. Mm-hmm. And we're going to talk about what it takes to gain a following, because Charlie clearly has an amazing following from all over the world and New Jersey. And I think that it's important for you as diehards out there and as followers of Charlie to understand it's the second or third day of the year.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
It's game time.
You
can't put yourself in a position where you're going, well, I'll wait till next week. That's bullshit. That's over. You were waiting till next week last week.
That's right.
It's now this week.
100%.
Yeah.
The wait is over. And the weight, some of it is in our stomachs. But that's a different weight.
Yeah.
I think now it's important for us to each kind of get into the groove of what's going to take us into this next year and help you and I and all of us become successful.
Okay, so a couple of things before we get to Charlie, because we have some people
we got
talking
shit
about
to do.
You in these comments.
We got shit to do.
So Rachel, I hope you listen to Thursday, tomorrow's episode, because there is a special note in there. She wants to know, are you wearing a CrossFit shirt?
No, this is, well, you know what? I don't know. So I had a speaking engagement this morning. I don't know if this has CrossFit on it, but Ganassi Racing, they're big in NASCAR. I had a speaking engagement this morning here in Charlotte. Cool. So no, not CrossFit, but they do CrossFit. So when I got done with the speech, the whole racing team went to do CrossFit.
Oh, well, close. Okay, cool. Bill's here. What's up, Bill? Glenn Bill's here. Ken Wall's here. Hey, Jeff Glenn. Ginsburg. I love this. Okay, this is really funny. So... Brian says, my son knows Charlie and asked, how do you know him? His son's 18. I love that. It's not game time for the Eagles, coach, says Glenville.
You know what? This is a, he's a Baltimore Colts, which they now erroneously call the Indianapolis Colts. He's a fan of that suckfish team.
Oh,
and
my God.
That had Peyton Manning, and they could muster up a Super Bowl, but they had him for like 12 years. Obviously, the team cannot do what they're supposed to do, and they will go out in the first round like they're supposed to do.
Okay. So, moving on from the Eagles, today we are going to talk all things motivational, inspirational with our good friend Charlie.
Yeah.
And Charlie, tell us a little bit about your career. Tell us, like, you know, you grew up and you went into music.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah, so grew up in Atlanta. Home of hip hop.
Mm-hmm.
And like growing up, I lived across the street from the high school. I told my mom, like, I want to put a studio in my bedroom because all my friends rap and I want to like make their music for them. And my mom thought I was crazy. I said, no, this hip hop thing is the future. She's like, I just don't get it. And I'm like, no. And fast forward today, hip hop this year, top 100 songs, 64% of them hip hop. The biggest a genre has ever had in its history
wow.
is 49%, and that was pop. So hip-hop hasn't just beat the record. It's shattering it with a margin.
Wow.
I mean, pretty soon it's about to be 70% of all top 100
wow.
songs in this country are hip-hop records.
So you were pretty successful.
Oh, it was an amazing life for me. I was in hip-hop for 12 years. I did everything from starting out as a cameraman for artists and then worked my way up to management and all the way to Grammys and world tours. And I'm no longer in it. I retired and walked away to reinvent my life.
At what age did you retire?
28.
Not many 28-year-old retirees that I know of. What made you retire?
So at the time, I was 300 pounds. Diagnosed with a brain tumor, and I was looking at my life and I was sizing it up. And you know, when you have a brain tumor and you're that sick, you start asking like, was that a good story? Like,
right.
If it's over,
yeah.
And I'm like,
what are they gonna say?
Yeah, and I was just like, you know, made some money, you know, did some cool things, but that's not the story I want to live.
Mm.
That's not it. My story isn't over yet. And I said, I went back to my childhood dream when I was 8. I wanted to be an athlete. That's it. Hmm. I wanted to be an athlete. And I know that sounds so stupid to some people, but I had to chase my dream. So I went to my artists, I went to my business partners, and I said, you know what? I want to walk away from the business, and I'm going to be an athlete. They're like, what does that mean? And I'm like, I'm going to like lose this weight. I'm going to do an Ironman. And I did that Ironman in New Zealand. I lost 130 pounds. I biked across America. I'm now a Nike athlete. I was in the biggest Nike commercial maybe ever. The big Colin Kaepernick commercial, and I actually titled it like so. My theme is Dream Crazy, and that's what Nike titled the biggest commercial they've done. Dream Crazy.
Cool.
Wow, that is so stinking cool. Okay, so first of all, if you're not already motivated, there's something wrong because here is Charlie, like in the flesh. He is not 300 pounds.
Mm-mm.
Nope.
He is.
285.
He's big.
No, that's you.
That is me. But here's the deal. He motivated himself.
Mm-hmm.
He has inspired others as a result of his own personal motivation and his dedication to personal excellence combined with his ability to achieve his goals. And I think that if you think about this yourselves, diehards, and think about it, Charlie followers. What are you hoping to do this year?
This year, so I spent my New Year's. First thing I did, I went to church. After I left church, I went straight to the gym, worked out, 2 o'clock in the morning and recorded a podcast episode. I believe like energy is sacred. So mm-hmm. it's like how you start is how you finish. So I'm like, I can't go to the club with my friends. I'm going straight to the gym and I'm going to do the things I want to accomplish as the first things I do. Cool. So I worked out because I want to get to my goal. I want to get fit. Like mm-hmm. I've lost 130, but I'm not at the finish line. I wanna meet the version of myself that I love. I haven't met him yet. Like I look in the mirror and I'm like, you're not there yet, Chuck.
Yeah, dude, yeah.
So
what's your mom say?
It's not just, you know, she's just, I could sing a song and it would be terrible. She would love it. But she just supports everything I do.
She's got to love you, though, just in terms of your accomplishments up to this point in time.
Mm-hmm. We might need a little iPhone charging thing going on in here.
It's about to die anyway.
All right. Bye, guys.
Wow.
Sorry about that.
You had 274 viewers.
That was pretty cool. All right, this is funny. Craig says, Charlie walked away from the chocolate factory.
Yeah. I don't know.
That
I
should
had,
be a title.
Jeffrey forced me to eat chocolate cake for lunch.
I didn't force feed you to do it. You ordered it. I ordered nothing.
It was vegan. It wasn't like real chocolate even.
Okay, no, it was pretty good.
It was amazing,
okay,
actually.
So I love how you say I want to meet that version of myself. Uh-huh. That is so interesting. But you also said that did I hear you right? You said something like, I don't love this version yet.
Not yet. Not yet. It's a balancing act. There are good days mm-hmm. and then there are days I don't. I can't wait for it to just be consistent. Like, you did it.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm almost there because I'm balancing this thing of like, okay, what is self-love? Like I hear Will Smith say it's discipline. Then I hear other people say self-love is accept who you are. Well, when I'm disciplined, I'm tough on myself.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's like, oh, you don't love yourself because you got to get to a goal. And then when you just love your flaws, it's like you let yourself go. So I've got to find this place in the middle where I'm tough, but I accept. Anyways, long story short, I haven't figured out what self-love is yet, mm-hmm. but I'm going to get there. And when I learn what it is, I'll come to a Facebook Live.
Let me throw an idea at you. Self-love is something that exists whether you have reached your goal or not. And self-love will help you reach your goal because you have to love yourself first in order for anything else good to happen.
I think
when you're in the bathroom in the mirror in the morning, you got to go, look at that, man. It ain't there yet, but it's getting there
mm-hmm.
because I love myself. And when you have that belief system, when you have that love system, you're going to win. It doesn't matter who loves you or who doesn't love you. People talk shit about you. People don't like what you do. People do like what you do. It doesn't matter. It's what you do and you love what you do. That's what matters. That's the core.
I mm-hmm. think also, like, when you're transferring a message in sales, you have to believe in it, right? If you don't believe in it, you're not going to be able to transfer it. It's the same thing about loving yourself. Like, people love you. But part of that starts with you loving yourself. And I think, this is just my hunch, you love yourself more than you're letting yourself or allowing yourself because you're being so tough on yourself.
Yeah,
it's definitely not black and white. It's definitely not I hate myself or love myself. There's a scale. It's like, okay, at like 70%. Like I do have ambitions to have more self-love though.
Of course. And it's easy to give because you're the one giving it. It's not like you got to go out. Boy, I sure hope she loves me. No, dude, this is you in the bathroom mirror in the morning and in the evening when you are alone with the most important person in the world.
Yeah, for sure.
And you have to decide at that moment in time, how's it going?
Mm-hmm.
Now, what I do, and maybe it transfers to you, I have these Post-it notes and I just write down stuff that I want to do and I stick it on my bathroom mirror. So when I'm looking at the mirror, I also see the goal.
Mm-hmm.
I don't just see my fat, which I do see.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sick of my own fat. I guess.
I'm sick of it.
Well, do something about it, damn it.
And Charlie's sick of it, and we're all sick. We're darn sick. I almost said fuck. We're darn sick. We're darn sick of that fat, and we're gonna do something about it. And diehards, how many of you are fat? Come on, just give me some hearts if
you're
fat.
Just write F if you're
fat. Give me
some
hearts if you're
fat. Yeah. Oh, man. All right. We have some friends here. Brian, what's up? Brian, the great Ken Walls. You guys, Ken Walls is one of, like, the nicest, most giving people I know. He literally did two, I think, Facebook Lives with me yesterday to help me promote my new book, Sales in a New York Minute. And he introduced me to his friends and his followers because the book is now out and you can get it on Amazon. It was just so freaking nice. Cactus Will is here. Cactus Will, that's so crazy because we literally just signed something for you.
Yep. Cactus Will gets it.
Leah, what's up? She says, Charlie in the house.
Hey.
So, listen, here's the deal. Jen's book, Sales in a New York Minute, my book, The Sales Manifesto, are both out today. You can buy them on Amazon. I recommend that you do. It's not a big purchase. It's under $20. If you want to go $30, you can get the Kindle version and the hardbound version.
If you love what we're doing every single day and you love the content and the value you're getting from it, we are asking you to make a small investment in yourself by purchasing our books and supporting us. It would really mean the world to
us. And when you do, we'll be able to eat again. Because we have not eaten since last Thursday.
Oh, man.
Oh, wait.
I need a signed book. Please, I'll pay. No problem. All right. Message me, Brian. We'll figure it out.
Yeah.
All right. So let's get back to Charlie. Charlie, you tell some amazing stories on your podcast. And let's get the name of your podcast out there so everyone can download it.
Go listen to the Charlie Rocket Show on the podcast or really anywhere. It's on all the platforms.
Cool.
We had an expectation when Charlie came today. We were excited to see him. We were excited to sort of hang out and shoot the breeze with him. But he's way cool.
He is really cool.
When you hang out with Charlie, you have hung out with someone who is, number one, exceptionally intelligent. Number two, completely relaxed about who he is and what he's doing. And number three is on a mission. And most people are not on a mission the same way that Jen or I or Charlie are on that mission. We're headed for the goal line, and we may have some obstacles along the way. It may rain out. It may be muddy out. The plane may be delayed. Don't matter. We're getting there.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever – tell us about like an obstacle you encountered when you were building your music business and how you overcame it.
So I got fired a couple times when I was first starting out.
Cool.
One was as a cameraman for an artist named Soulja Boy. He's who like got me into the game. I dropped out of college to go on tour with him and ended up getting fired because I didn't know you weren't supposed to tell a superstar he was messing up, especially as a cameraman. Like I wasn't a yes man. So he got rid of me pretty quick. And I said, you know what? I'm going to get into management. I signed this girl group, got them signed to Interscope Records, and they ended up leaving me. So I would like fall on my face quite a few times, but I was caught up. Both of those times I was caught up in being cool. Like, with Soulja Boy, like I had, like he would give me like a diamond chain to wear, and like I'm like thinking I'm cool, celebrity cameraman.
Wait
I'm
a minute,
music
you
videos.
Told this amazing story on your podcast. Uh-huh. Tell the story, come on.
All right, so Soulja Boy wanted his crew to look cool, you know, like hip hop entourage. So I'm his cameraman. He was the first artist really to have like a celebrity cameraman. Like, we basically invented the vlog.
Okay.
You know, he had a full-time cameraman. I would edit videos daily, and we would put them out daily. Well, today we call that a vlog. Back then, we just, you know, whatever. We called it videos on YouTube. So had this diamond chain, and I'm caught up, and I'm, you know, thinking I'm cool stuff. And then one day he asked for it back, and he was just like, oh, I'm just going to get it cleaned. And I'm like, okay, you know, next day I found out I got fired by actually not finding out I was fired. We were supposed to go to Jimmy Kimmel. It was the last day of the tour in Atlanta. And the next day we're going to the airport, Jimmy Kimmel. But I didn't get the itinerary. But I know we were going to leave in the morning like we always do. So I go to the airport, even though nobody's answering my phone calls, management, Soulja Boy, nobody's answering the phone calls. And after a few hours, I just kind of realized like, I must be fired.
Like, what a way to fire someone. Okay. Like, just ignore them.
So, welcome to hip-hop.
So Charlie and I were pretty deeply engaged in conversation today about success. And we're walking around our place, which is a pretty nice place, would you say?
I don't know about all that.
And he looked at me and he goes, yeah, but have you ever been broke?
Yeah.
And I said, only twice. And he said, no, no, like broke. I said, yeah, twice. And all of a sudden, that became a bigger bond in terms of understanding one another through adversity rather than by sharing success.
I always love to know when somebody's human.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's so, it just makes me have a true connection because all the most successful things in the world are the most human things in the world.
For
we think about Oprah. Like, like she's been struggling with her weight. Well, I mean, we've witnessed it for forever.
20 years, yeah.
And she's never gotten in a marriage. Like, she's so human, and that's actually what makes her so amazing.
So lovable.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
I studied attitude for a long time. I still do. But my father said, son, you can't succeed in business until you failed a couple times. And so after my second failure, I went, great, I'm ready.
So diehards.
Most people would have said, oh, shit, I failed again. I'm no good. I'm never going to want it. Like, I thought that was my prerequisite. So I failed. I had failure 101 and failure 102.
Oh, my God. I love it.
Now I can go to grad school.
Okay. So what did you do? So now you realize you're out of a job. So now what?
So I'm right back in my mom's basement. First thing she says to me is, you got to pay rent if you're not going to be in school. I'm like, Ma, I just got fired. Like, I'm coming back home. She said, no, you're going to pay rent if you're not in school. You either go to school.
Tough mama.
She made me tough. And I said, Ma, out there on that road, I'm being on tour. I saw where the money was. And it's not in being a cameraman. The manager's making all the money. I'm going to manage hip-hop artists. She said, what do you know about managing hip-hop artists? I said, I'm going to be the best in the world. I'm just 18 years old at the time. And I found this girl group, got him a record deal with Interscope. Because even though Soulja Boy didn't like me, the record label he was signed to, they said, that kid knows something. So they took a chance on me. They signed my girl group. And I remember one day in Washington, D.C., I got the girl a show in Washington, D.C., and they got mad at me out of nowhere for no reason. And I was so confused because they got off stage and they said, you didn't give us water. And I'm like, what? I got you on TV and all this stuff and you're mad about water? And that was the first signal that, oh, I'm about to get fired again. Like, this is what being fired feels like, part two. And ended up, they left me for a big industry manager. And they were like, well, we can't have a kid manager because, you know, we're a big group now. So they left me. And they fell off shortly thereafter. So everybody listening or watching, you know, feel good that they didn't succeed. But
nothing like karma.
But I had to go right back to my mom's basement. And I tell Ma, like, this hip-hop thing is tough. Like, music isn't loyal. And I read this book by Berry Gordy. This is an autobiography called To Be Loved. And I learned one thing
Berry
in the book.
Berry Gordy, for the uninformed, was Motown Records.
That's right. And he, the biggest of all time, independent label, huge, more number ones than the majors at
Smokey
the time.
Smokey Robinson and the Miracles, the Four Tops, the Temptations, every girl group.
Every.
The Supremes.
All of them. And you know what
Eddie
I learned?
Holland.
What did you learn, Charlie?
There were only two artists that didn't leave them. Only two.
Wait. Which two?
Smokey Robinson.
Right.
And Lil Stevie Wonder.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
The only two that weren't.
Fingertips, part two.
Why do you think that was?
Well, I think it's just the nature of business. And I started learning, like, oh, I have to expect artists to leave me. And that's okay. So now I can't be mad. I'm just going to expect it. But all I have to do is find two to be loyal. And I did. I found my two artists that never left me. And that was Travis Porter and 2 Chainz. My next group that I signed was a group named Travis Porter. And I said, you know what? Not taking them to a record label. We're going to do it independent. I'm going to drive around to every radio station. I'm going to pass out CDs every night. And we worked our way all the way up to having top 20 records, platinum albums. Everything.
Wow.
Yeah.
Because you work your ass off.
Yeah.
Yeah, see, part of working to be successful is working your ass off.
Mm-hmm.
What was your weight then?
It would fluctuate between 270 and 300.
And so you were, like, did people call you fat or?
Nah. People loved me.
But he probably called himself fat.
Oh, I mean, it was no secret I was fat.
Well,
being fat
is kind of hard to hide.
But I mean, everybody, like even in high school, never was picked on. People loved me. You know, and they loved me for who I was. Mm-hmm. I was the one tough on myself, like, Charlie, like, get it together, because it was always in me that I wanted to be an athlete. Mm-hmm. So, like, being fat was, like, anti-athlete, so I'd be super tough on myself.
All right, so we have a bunch of diehards who definitely would like to lose some weight in the coming year.
Mm-hmm.
What do you recommend? Where do they start?
Okay, so the biggest problem that we have is with diets saying eat less. Because, I mean, 7 out of 10 Americans are overweight. Well, we're also...
7 out of 10 of you watching right now are overweight.
That's why we're getting all these hearts.
And that includes young people. Mm-hmm. So if you take out all the people under 25, it's probably close to 8 or 9 out of 10 are overweight.
Whoa.
That's a lot.
So, but we're all also on diets. Mm-hmm. So there's something wrong here. And what I came up with, because I was on diet since I was 10 years old, mm-hmm. is like all diets say eat less. Makes sense, right? Food is this thing that provides life, or it should. It shouldn't provide death. Like the way God intended food to be is like fruits and vegetables, like no machines involved, no chemicals involved, just fruits and vegetables. There aren't labels on those things, you know, just real food. And you should be able to eat it in abundance.
Mm-hmm.
And because it gives life. We should always love to eat food. And my goal is, okay, I want to be full. I got to do a complete paradigm shift in my life because I was always told, eat less, so you're always going to be hungry. So when I actually made up my mind, I have to figure out how to lose weight, I made a rule. I said, how do I always be full and lose weight? These are like new life rules. So I identified the foods that I could eat unlimited amounts of. And how I got to that was understanding how many calories were in a pound of something. So if you pull up on your phone, and type into Google, how many calories are in a pound of, you know, cashews? You'll come to find out it'll be like 2,600 calories.
Well, let's check it out.
Yeah, just type it on in. And it's amazing because it...
How many calories in a pound of
cashews? You diehards out there, do this, please do the same thing.
Well, you don't have to. We're doing it for you. 2508.
So what's beautiful about it is you don't even have to go to a separate website. It pulls up right on the top of Google how many calories are in the pound. Now, change cashews to strawberries.
All right.
Let's see what happens. I'm going to blow your mind. You're going to be like,
so that was 2,000 strawberries. 508, right? Strawberry.
Mm-hmm.
Oops.
You could just click this.
Thank you.
Charlie's teaching
Whoa.
Jenna.
What does it say?
61.
151.
In a pound. In a pound. No one's going to eat a pound.
See, that's the wake-up call that I had. Not how many calories am I eating.
But cashews are healthy.
They are, just not for weight loss.
Holy. Uh-huh.
Healthy and weight loss, two different things. The goal with weight loss is I need to be full so I don't go binge eat. Right. So how do I get full before I can gain weight? So it's like if I eat a pound of strawberries, I only consumed 151 calories. But the biggest thing that I found, and everybody's going to hate me for this, oil has 4,000 calories per pound.
What? No.
And it doesn't ever.
Let's check with Google. Hold on. All right. Let's confirm.
Oil here. Like salad oil?
All
so like
oils.
Extra virgin.
Every one of them.
EVOO.
Virgin?
All of them.
Oh. Well, see, that's not good. Because if
per
you.
Pound.
Huh?
How many calories in a pound of oil?
Of oil.
So.
Holy shit.
I can't make that. Yep. And oil is in everything. And it adds up. So we're getting all these calories. So imagine our stomach, right?
All right.
And if I were to have.
Hold on. I got it. Okay.
imagine it being like a little fish tank, right?
Yep.
And I have a 100 calorie snack. That seems healthy, right? Well, from the vending machine, 100 calories, or from the grocery store.
When I have those, to be honest,
mm-hmm.
I'm always more hungry after them.
Exactly.
I'm like, I need another.
So it's 900 calories, but it's only 100 at a time.
There was like 6 bites.
Because if you had a fish tank, a clear fish tank, and you put that 100 calorie snack in, it comes to about here. So yeah, you're still going to be hungry. So my goal is, okay, give me a pound of strawberries,
mm-hmm.
and it fills up to here. That's just the paradigm shift we have to have.
What about all the sugar that's in fruit?
I mean,
yeah.
Have you ever heard somebody say, I got so fat because I eat a lot of fruit?
I ate too much strawberries?
No. No, it's never happened. Nobody, we, anything that was just made by God, You know, like.
Does God make potato chips?
Well, he makes potatoes. And I eat baked potatoes and sweet potatoes all day long.
Wow. I like the chip form.
So the difference between
that's got oil in it.
A difference between a baked potato with salsa on it, that's like 500 calories in a pound versus a bag of potato chips, which is I think like 2,400 calories a pound.
Whoa.
So just eat the baked potato, put salsa on it, call it a day.
Wow. Okay. So you lost weight by by going to more natural.
I went to the extreme. I went vegan. I wanted to eat foods that were alive. That was my goal. If I'm dying and you are what you eat, is what I'm eating dead or alive? I just asked myself that question. So I identified the foods that were alive. They don't have labels on them. It ended up being more of like a vegan diet. And yeah, my life changed.
Somebody just suggested sell or die chips.
Sell or die chips. I love that.
That would be good. It comes with a purchase order and a commission.
And Jesse likes your bandana. It's very cool.
Yeah.
So, okay. If you're traveling, though, it's pretty hard to maintain.
It's difficult.
A good diet. So do you have any tricks for salespeople on the road?
Yeah. So if I'm in a pinch, I'll go to Wendy's.
Wendy's?
Oh, yeah. Baked potato and salsa.
New diet.
Baked potato and salsa, 100%. I'll go to a Whole Foods at the bar. Boom. Like, there's ways. You know, traveling is tough. Usually my goal with traveling is like, okay, let me not gain weight. Mm-hmm. I might not lose weight.
Things happen. I'm in my hotel room, and it's always a nice place, and they always have a nice little spread and some
crappy ice. Okay.
Hold on. And it's 11:30 at night, and I'm hungry because I just finished my slides. I'm preparing. I go... Oh, let's see. Healthy or no? Fuck it. I'm having a Snickers.
Well,
and that's
Jeffrey has
a work ethic.
Unique traveling habits. I'm going to go with that. And he brings a big red bag full of food he likes to eat. I'm exposing your secrets,
Jeffrey. I'm all right with it.
There may or may not be Oreo thins inside and potato chips and Milky Ways.
No.
And what else you got in there, honey?
Empty carbohydrates.
I always want his crap. And I bring the healthy shit, and then I see his stuff, and I want it.
I'm an empty carbohydrate aficionado. I know exactly what I want. Sometimes it's Sugar Smack. Sometimes it's lemon cookies,
but. His 9-year-old daughter goes, "You're the only person on the planet who likes Sugar Smacks, Dad."
Okay, so here's the deal. We're with Charlie Rocket. We want to make sure that you as a diehard get the understanding of how compelling his story is. Because it's not how compelling his story was. It's a continuum. Mm-hmm. He has not reached his personal goal and shares all of the ups and downs with you about what has happened along the way, what the journey is, which I think is probably as important as anything. So if you're a fat guy who's dealing with hip hop records and you want to run an Ironman, you have to quit your job and start exercising.
But the cool thing is, like, you have a health journey that's obviously
it's working.
It's a journey that people are very interested in following. You have an athlete journey. You have a business success story, which I think is less well known, but just as important. So, diehards, if you're an entrepreneur, Charlie's your guy to follow because, in addition to us, obviously, because he has some great stories to tell and strategies that will help you.
And they're fun stories. It's not like they're like, oh my God, you know, woe is him. He literally takes it and rebounds from it in a resilient way that I don't believe I've ever seen anybody as resilient as Charlie Rocket.
And he's Charlie on Instagram.
Yeah, like, that's just pretty
Charlie.
Damn
cool. By the way, I'm a little jealous because our dog is named Charlie, and I would like that to be her Instagram, but you already have it.
There's a lot of Charlies on Instagram.
Anyway, so Zach wants to know, what's all the hype about quantum physics?
Quantum physics is something that I discovered. I've always been kind of like rolling my eyes at, like, when people talk about like law of attraction stuff.
Like woo-woo kind of stuff.
Yeah, it's woo-woo. Like, I'm from hip hop. I'm from the South. All that weird people stuff. It was never for me. And when I walked away from my business and got healthy, all these crazy things started happening in my life. And I'm like, what is this? I'm actually scared to talk to people about them. I open up on my podcast now about all the crazy things. Like, I tell, like, all the stories. And I met this guy, and he came up to me. He said, I could tell just by the way you talk that you're very quantum. I'm like, what does that mean? That sounds awesome. He says, well, I'm a quantum physicist. He kind of predicted something. He said, you're able to attract things into your life pretty easily. I said, yeah. He said, tell me some of the things. And I went through a laundry list. I felt like comfortable. He started teaching me about quantum physics and how everything is about energy and how we're connected to the things we want and how an atomic particle works, truly works. And quantum physics was discovered, in the, early to mid 1900s, and how, everything is energy. Everything is a wave. So when I started understanding it, I'm like, oh, so if I'm a wave and what I want is out there and it's a wave, that means like somewhere it's connected. Like there's not something in between me and that. There's not anything in between me and you. If we're waves, we're
right
entangled.
Now there really is nothing in between us.
Very exactly.
But just the fact that you met this guy is mm-hmm. quantum in itself.
100%. 100%.
Freaking cool. Okay, so tell us like some unique story that people are going to be like, what? Did that really happen?
What would be your favorite one? I have a million. What's your favorite? You've listened
know.
To
Zach,
some of my podcast episodes.
One? Let's go to the listenership over here.
We have a studio audience, live in the studio
live
audience.
Live studio audience.
Ken Wall says, holy crap, Amazon just delivered my new Jeffrey Gitomer book, Sales Manifesto.
Whoa, holy crap.
Amazon yeah. delivers our it delivered
Zach
ours
has
to
me a, yes.
All right, Zach is chiming in here.
Tall guy with the good hair.
the bar. Oh, in Sedona. Okay.
Oh, that's a good one. All right.
So I'm in Sedona, and they always say like Sedona is like a crazy like energy place.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
And you know when my travel agent told me that, she was just sending me there to look at a resort. So I'm like, whatever. Like it's a city. Whatever. So I get to Sedona.
Pretty damn cool, isn't it?
And I started tripping out. Like yeah. as far as I felt like I was in a washing machine. Like. My emotions, my brain, like I was like just being tumbled. I was so uncomfortable. I was texting my friends. I'm like, I have to leave. I've never been so uncomfortable in my life. And I'm texting my travel agent, where did you send me? And why am I losing my mind? She said, sometimes that happens. You know, she said, it's a good sign though. It means that you're connected well.
Oh my God.
And I just told her, I said, I want to drive out of here so bad right now. And anyways, I stayed. I went to the little juice bar at the resort, and there's this guy sitting beside me, and I made small talk with him. I said, "Oh, what's up? You know, he said, what do you do?" I said, "Well, I'm kind of like an athlete," and he said, "Well, what type of sports?" I said, "I do a lot of biking. I did an Ironman." And he said, "Oh, I'm an avid cyclist as well." And he's an older guy. He's old man river like Jeffrey.
Older. Older.
and
the only thing older than me, I think, is dirt.
Alex says, let's get quantum up in here.
Let's get quantum.
I love it.
So this old guy, I said, have you ever done a triathlon? He said, yeah. I said, which one? He said, New Zealand, Te Po. I said, that's the one I did. He said, oh, man, where do you live? I said, I live in California. Where do you live? He said, I live in California. He said, what city? I said, Manhattan Beach. He said, I live in Santa Barbara, but funny thing is, I used to live in Manhattan Beach. I said,
Wait. It gets even better, guys. Oh, yeah. It gets ooh, even ooh. Better.
I said, man, I live on 36. He said, I used to live on 36. So the chances of this happening are probably like in the trillions, and there's only a couple billion people in the world. Like it's, but this happens all the time mm-hmm. in my life. Like I would write down in my notebook every day, I will be in a Nike commercial. This guy, not exactly, fit, was overweight, don't play any pro sports, but I said, I'll be in a commercial with LeBron James and Serena Williams. Nike wants to work with me. I want to be in it. I would write it every day. Well, I was in a commercial with LeBron James and Serena Williams. I had no connections with Nike. I still don't play a professional sport. But these things just happen all the time. So if you want, like, I have like a whole list of stories I tell on my podcast. But yeah, it gets crazy.
That is so cool. So growing up, I lived on a street with three houses.
Uh-huh.
And I like was remarking to someone, like one of my friends, just how crazy it is that like, I only know one neighbor because they built our house. Like, they were the mm-hmm. home builders in the area. But, like, the guy next to us and the guy across the street from us, like, it's so weird that I don't know them, you know?
What do you mean so weird? In New Jersey, no one knows their neighbors.
But, like, I don't know. Like, it's just so strange. Like, why do I not know them? And literally, the next night, we are out in the middle of Manhattan. And in high school, people used to hang out on the street on, like, 82nd and 2nd, okay, outside bars. And so we would just be, like, literally, like, groups of high schoolers hanging out. And I start talking to this one girl. And she's like, oh, well, where do you live? I'm like, oh, I live in Jersey. And because, you know, it wasn't like cool to live in Jersey, right? So she's like, where? I'm like, Alpine. She's like, I live in Alpine. I'm like, oh, I live in Rio Vista. She's like, I live in Rio Vista. I'm like, oh, well, I'm on Hemlock. She's like, I'm on Hemlock. I'm like, what? You're my neighbor.
Yes.
Yeah.
100%.
Those kind of things happen.
It's not a coincidence,
though. It's so crazy.
No. There is an energy. While I was also in Sedona, I got a phone call from a friend of mine that I mentor, and he manages a big, like, YouTube, you know, account, and they have merchandise. And he said, what's that?
Brandon's on.
Hey, Brandon.
What's up, Brandon?
What's up?
So he manages a big YouTube account, and they do merch sales. And I said, oh, well, how was your Black Friday sales? He said, we crushed it. And immediately I felt a number out of nowhere. And I said, I just felt something. I don't know what it is, but let me guess what your Black Friday numbers were. And I said, 180,000. He said, get the fuck out of here. He said, who do you know? How did you know that? I said, I just felt it. I just felt it. So things like that do happen all the time.
I love those kind of things.
They do.
The serendipity is God's way of remaining anonymous.
But you have to attract the right energy for that to happen, you know, and you have to be open to it and open to talking to other people. I think that's pretty key, is really talking to everyone who comes in your path.
And for those of you out there sitting there going, that's bullshit, it never happens to me, that's because you're not open to making it happen for yourself.
Right. Or exactly. So, and I would just say, if that's you thinking that, it hasn't happened yet.
Bingo.
Yep. So I was talking to Zach earlier about this. And I said, man, Zach, like, I just started this new thing. Because if you know what, like, Parkinson's law is, it's like you fill the container, you give. Like, it's always going to fill. Like, if you have a research paper due in 2 weeks, it'll take you 2 weeks. Or if you gave it one night, you're still going to do it.
Exactly.
Right.
So I started doing this thing in my notebook, and I said, I expect 10 crazy, crazy, amazing things to happen to me today. And I, like, listed out 1, 2, 3, 4. I gave it space. I'll tell you, the most amazing phone calls have been coming in every day.
I love it.
Because I'm giving it space.
He got to ring our sales bell.
Yeah, it was awesome.
All right, Brandon loves his... What did he say? Let's see. Let's go back. Great to see my family together.
Yeah. Cool. Brandon, couldn't have done it without you, brother.
Next Come on,
yeah.
time, for where sure.
Where the hell are you, Brandon? We've been waiting. We've been waiting.
We're ready. I mean, just, you know.
Come on.
Okay. So, Brian, my family thinks I'm crazy. That's probably a good start.
Good.
If your family thinks you're crazy,
Perfect.
You are on the right track.
Good.
My family thinks I'm freaking nuts, okay? They, like... Honey, think I'm really nuts.
Let me break this to you easy.
Yes. Oh, man. Ken, I want him on my show. Come on, Jen. Make that happen. Will you go on Ken Walsh's show?
Can't wait.
I think you should.
Can't wait.
All right. Yeah. I made it happen, Ken.
So, diehards, here's the deal. We're on January the 2nd. Today the 2nd?
Yeah, I think it's the 2nd.
We're on
or
January
the
2nd. You have your list of resolutions. Tear it in half because it'd probably be gone by the third week in January. Just pick one thing. One thing that you're absolutely going to do, be transparent about it, you know, be Charlie open about it, and tell the stories that relate to it, like why did it happen? Why have you got to this point? And maybe you've lost a relationship or gained a relationship or a kid got married and you're an empty nester or you just had a kid. Whatever the deal is, make certain that you have a dedication about what it is that you're hoping to achieve. Because if you only write it down, it's not going to happen.
And start with loving yourself.
Yeah.
All right. Until next time. Hey, Charlie, thank you for coming on our show.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, totally, Charlie. Happy New Year to you, Charlie.
Happy New Year.
It's a rocket.
All right. Until next time, I'm Jen Gluckow.
I'm Jeffrey Gittimer. Get out there and sell something, even if your ass falls off.
Brandon says, waiting outside, buzz me in. Last night, Charlie, how was your speaking engagement with NASCAR this morning? Is that your guy?
That's my guy.
Oh, man, that's so funny. Brad French, love you.